Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into some serious political maneuvering. The U.S. House just passed a budget blueprint, and it's a doozy.
Ooh, exciting. A budget blueprint, you say? What's the big deal? Lay it on me.
Well, it calls for trillions in tax and spending cuts. Think huge changes, massive shifts in fiscal policy, a real Trump-era power move. It's a win for the president, pushing his America First agenda forward.
Trillions. Hold up a sec. Let's break this down. How did they even manage to get this through? Isn't the House pretty divided right now?
You're right. The Republican majority is razor thin. Speaker Mike Johnson had to really whip some votes. He managed to convince almost all the Republican holdouts to fall in line. They passed it 217 to 215. Just one Republican, Massey, voted against it. Close call.
Wow, down to the wire. So what exactly is in this blueprint? Is it all tax cuts or is there more to it?
It's a mix. We're talking $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, countered by about $2 trillion in spending cuts, plus more for the military and border security. All over 10 years, of course. Sounds almost too good to be true, right?
Almost too good to be true. Is that a hint of skepticism I detect? What's the catch?
Well, these budgets are just blueprints. They're not set in stone. They set goals, but don't detail how they'll achieve them. It signals where they want committees to make cuts, but there's no specific mention of which programs will be hit. That part's coming later, and that's where the real debate begins.
Ah, I see. So where are these spending cuts likely to hit? Any clues?
The blueprint instructs the Energy and Commerce Committee to cut $880 billion, most likely targeting Medicaid. The Agriculture Committee is supposed to cut $230 billion, likely hitting the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. So yeah, some potentially controversial cuts on the horizon.
Medicaid and SNAP. Those are pretty big programs. What about the deficit? Surely these cuts aren't enough to offset the tax cuts.
Exactly. That's what Massey was warning about. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates this blueprint could add at least $2.8 trillion to the deficit by 2034. It also raises the debt ceiling by $4 trillion, kicking that can down the road for a bit.
So increasing the deficit and raising the debt ceiling sounds like a recipe for a lively debate, to put it mildly. Any pushback from within the Republican Party itself?
Definitely. Some are worried about the impact on Medicaid. Others think the spending cuts don't go far enough. It's a balancing act, and Johnson has his work cut out for him. But hey, they managed to pass the blueprint, so that's a step forward, right? At least for them.
I guess so. But what about a government shutdown? I heard something about that looming.
Oh yeah, that too. They're battling to pass legislation to avoid a shutdown on March 14th. It's like a multi-ring circus in Congress right now. Complete chaos.
Sounds like it. Wow, there's a lot to unpack here. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. We'll see you next time, same place. And until then, stay nutty.
Goodbye.